主啊，每一次我们来到你面前，求你给我们像玛利亚那样的一个态度。主啊，能够坐在你的脚前领受那上好的福分。主啊，每一次你向我们发出什么样的话，带出什么样的挑战，让我们都愿意常常在你面前反复思想。主啊，我们不愿意随随便便囫囵吞枣。主啊，让我们分辨哪一些是你要我们领受，哪一些是你要我们过滤。主啊，因为我们知道人在台上说话不是都讲神的话，但愿让我们学会怎么样领受你的心意，领受和你自己启示原则的一些话。主啊，让我们在你面前不掺杂任何的传统，掺杂任何的文化，掺杂任何人间的一些遗传。主啊，让我们真是单纯的来到你面前听你自己的声音，给我们这样的操练，给我们这一辈子这一方面的操练。主啊，求主你施恩听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。昨天到现在我们讨论到基督徒生活的问题。
Yesterday we talk about Christian living.
昨天我们提了几个很重要的一些装备或者一些基本的观念。
Yesterday we talk about a few very important concepts.
简单的复习一下，第一个，我们知道基督徒生活的依归完全是根据圣经。
Briefly, we'll review it. Number one, the basis of Christian living is on the Bible.
我在主面前有一个很深很深的负担，我觉得今天中国的基督徒读圣经读得不够。
Before the Lord, I have a very heavy burden, and I feel that the Chinese Christians are not reading the Bible enough.
我们不管从台湾、香港或者是东南亚任何一个地方来，我普遍的发现一些比较热心的教会出来的基督徒都喜欢培灵会，过于规规矩矩的读圣经。
Whether you're from Taiwan, Hong Kong, or Southeast Asia, I have found out that most Christians like revival meetings over Bible study meetings.
前几年在台湾。有一次的查经培灵会在台北。
Several years ago in Taipei, there was a Bible study revival meeting.
请了我们在中国教会可以说是数一数二的传道人来讲道。
We invited probably the number one or the number two ministers in the Chinese churches.
一位呢是在纽约的我一下忘记他的名字。史其生牧师。
One is Reverend Shi in New York.
那么另外一位呢是滕敬辉 Philip Tang.
The other one is Reverend Philip Tang from Hong Kong.
那么当然呢，从这个大家对他们认识的知名度来讲，他们觉得滕牧师比史牧师好像大家认识的多。
Of course, most people probably are more familiar with Reverend Tang. Over Reverend Shi.
所以呢，他们把晚上的培灵聚会请滕牧师讲，然后白天早上的请史其生牧师讲。
So they asked Reverend Shi to speak in the morning and Reverend Tang to speak in the evening.
如果各位听过这两个牧师讲道的话，你们知道他们两个的讲道方式完全不一样。
If you have heard these two people, you'll know that they speak completely differently.
滕牧师讲道非常非常的学者的风度。
Reverend Tang speaks in a scholarly manner.
那么史其生呢是奉新家的那样的风度。
Reverend Shi speaks in a revival evangelist type of manner.
但是他们还是把滕牧师放在晚上，把史牧师放在上午。
So they have Reverend Shi in the morning and Reverend Tang in the evening.
非常奇怪的，晚上人越来越少，早上的人越来越多。
It was very odd because in the evenings there were fewer and fewer people. In the mornings there were more and more people.
那么那一次我参加那个聚会，我就发现中国教会有一个很大的危机。
And I found out that it seems like there's something that's quite dangerous in the Chinese churches.
我们中国的基督徒很喜欢奉新会。
The Chinese Christians like revival meetings.
因为奉新会可以带来很大的兴奋。
Because the revival meeting can bring a lot of excitement to us.
但是我们知道兴奋过了以后就要等第二次的奋兴再来兴奋一次。
But after the excitement wears out, we have to wait for the next revival meeting to excite us again.
所以我们发现很多的基督徒需要打强心针。
So we find a lot of Christians, they need a shot, to excite us.
感谢主，我们这三天在这里打了很好的强心针。
We thank the Lord for the past 3 days, we have had those kind of shots.
有人现在下山，有的人明天下山，哦，重新得力。
Some are leaving today, some are leaving tomorrow. It seems like we regain our strength.
常常好景不长，大概过了一两个月，要等冬令会再来。
But many times this type of good things don't last too long, and we have to wait for the winter conference.
我不是说奉新会、培灵会不重要，但是今天很多的基督徒单单靠奉新会来养活他的灵性。
I'm not saying that the revival meetings are not important, but so many people today are just completely relying on the revival meetings for their spiritual growth.
圣经里面告诉我们说要长大成人。
The Bible tells us that we ought to grow up to maturity.
因为长大以后就会分辨好歹。
Because after we grow up, we are able to tell what is good and what is bad.
所以一个还没有长大的孩子，你一个棒棒糖就可以把他带到任何地方去。
A little child who, you can give him a lollipop and you can take him anywhere you want.
一个长大的今天不会说，哎 ，Peter， 这里个 lollipop， 你跟我走，我想不会的。
But you probably understand the meaning.
所以圣经里面用一个很重要的比方来比喻一个成熟的基督徒跟不成熟的基督徒。
So the Bible uses an analogy to compare a mature Christian and an immature Christian.
成熟的基督徒会吃灵粮，不成熟的基督徒吃灵奶。
A mature Christian knows how to take the spiritual food. The baby Christian only knows how to have the spiritual milk.
什么是灵粮？什么是灵奶？
What is spiritual food and what is spiritual milk?
很简单。
Very easy.
今天如果讲台上讲破碎自己，哇，这是灵粮，很深的道理。
And today from the podium, from the pulpit, we talk about how to break yourself.This is definitely spiritual food.
你要信耶稣，信耶稣上天堂，信耶稣得重生，信耶稣从而能够得救，那就是灵奶，这是基本的信仰的 ABC.
If I say that you have to believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life, you'll be able to go to heaven, this is the ABCs of the spiritual realm.
所以说这是灵奶。
So we say this is spiritual milk.
对不对？这样分辨对不对？
Whether this is true or not,
我这些年来一直觉得这种看法不只是错，而且是大错特错，而且很害一些基督徒。
The past few years, I have felt that not only that this is not right, in fact, it is very wrong.
什么是灵粮？什么是灵奶
？What is spiritual food and what is spiritual milk?
这是我自己的解释。
This is my own explanation.
因为我们看什么叫奶呢
？What is milk?
我们奶，我们知道奶就是说。一个母亲自己吃了食物以后，经过消化之后供应出来给她的孩子吃的，那叫奶。
A mother after she eats, digested, and produces milk for to supply the need of nutrition for the child, that is called milk.
那这个孩子要断奶了，就是说他不吃母奶，他开始可以自己吃一点东西，这叫粮。
When we say that this baby is old enough not to take any more milk, but to take table food, this is the food that we're talking about.
你如果一直到现在，你的灵性还靠着别人讲道来使你维持灵命的话，不管讲得多深，还是灵奶。
If you are still relying on the sermon, on the messages that other people give you, whether it's hard or simple, it is still milk.
你今天自己打开圣经，不管数读，不管精读，不管笔读，不管参读，你读了圣经，你领受到很浅很浅的道理，灵粮。
Today, when you study the Bible yourself, whether it's speed reading or whether it's detailed reading, whether it's comparison reading or whether it's by reference concordance type of reading, that is food, a spiritual food that we're talking about.
你看多好，腹唱肤水。
This was left there by Mrs. Lee, and so the wife sings and the husband echoes.
你自己当自己开始读圣经，而从圣经里面 领受到一个新的一个领受的时候，不管多浅，你觉得自己心里面非常的满足。
When you're studying the Bible yourself, and when you come upon some light and you're understanding, whether no matter how simple it is, you enjoy that food because you have digested it yourself.
最近一年有一本书影响我很深，名字叫《Call to Discipleship》。
In the last year, there's a book that influenced me quite a lot, and that the name is Call to Discipleship.
那么这本书有翻译，叫做《长大成熟》。
And this book has been translated into Chinese.
是讲一个阿根廷的一个牧师的见证。
It is a testimony of a minister in Argentina.
他的名字叫 Carlos Ortiz.
His name is Carlos Ortiz.
我在1974年在瑞士开会的时候见过这个弟兄。
In 1974, when I was in a Luzon meeting, I met this man.
我没有讲 Luzon, yes, but it was Luzon, yes, Luzon. 是在 Luzon. 那么，感谢主，他很知道我心里面没有说出来的话。这个，在那本书里面，他讲了两件很有意思的事情。
In that book, he talks about two things that are very interesting.
他去接这个教会的时候，刚刚那个教会，不过120几个人聚会。
When he came to take over this church, that church only had about 120 people at the worships.
他非常非常努力的做工，两年以后，这个教会变成600人。
He worked very hard. 2 years later, this church grew to 600 people.
有一天，他突然之间好像觉得神向他说话。
One day, all of a sudden, he felt that God was speaking to him.
他好像听见神这样告诉他。
He it was like.God was talking to him.
你以为这个教会涨了三倍吗？
You feel that the church has grown 3 times?
他说我，他听见神说，我不觉得这个教会长大了。
He heard that God was saying that I don't feel that the church has grown at all.
那他说，那我这个教会怎么样呢？
What do you think that has happened to this church?
神说这个教会不是长大，是长胖。
God said that this church has not grown up, it has grown fatter.
因为两年前100多个没有爱心的基督徒，现在过了两年以后多了，变成600个没有爱心的基督徒，这不叫长大，这叫长胖。
Because before it was 120 people who did not love the Lord, now there are 600 people who do not love the Lord.
他说你这个教会根本不是个教会。
Your church is not a church.
是个孤儿院。
It's an orphanage.
他说你不过是孤儿院的院长。
And you are merely the director of the orphanage.
每个礼拜天带了个大奶瓶。
And every Sunday you take a big milk bottle.
然后呢，这六百人坐在下面嗷嗷待哺。
And the 600 people just sit down there and wait to be fed.
然后开始讲道的时候说，嘴巴张开来。
And when you preach, you say, open your mouth.
然后把奶瓶就塞到弟兄姊妹的嘴里面。
And then you just force this milk bottle to the congregation.
那么喂饱了。See you next week.
See you next week.
所以他在神的面前听到了这两句挑战，给他一个很大很大的一个影响。
So he heard these two challenges. It had a great influence on him.
所以我在这里就是强调说，我希望弟兄姊妹独立的借着主的话来亲近神。
So here I want to encourage you to independently to by studying the words to get closer to God.
你如果不能把你的信仰把你的生活把你的侍奉的基础建立在圣经上面，有一天一个新鲜的东西来的时候，很容易就把你带得团团转。
If you are not able to base your living your faith on the Bible, then one day when something of a novelty nature comes around, you will be all confused.
所以我特别强调基督徒的生活的依归是圣经的启示。
Therefore I emphasize that the basis of Christian living is the revelation of the Bible.
那么第二，我们在生活上面要学习主耶稣的样子。
Secondly, in our daily living, we should use Jesus Christ as an example.
就好像那本书那本 In His Step 那本书上所说的。
Just like what is described in the book In His Steps.
你在碰到任何一件事情的时候，你要先想一想，如果主耶稣在我这个立场，他会怎么做。
No matter what you confront, you ought to think that if Jesus were in my position, what would he do?
每一年到3、4月的时候，我相信在美国的中国人，在美国的任何一个人在开始算这些税的时候，我们非常需要有这样的一个操练。如果主耶稣他也跟我一起在我家里面算税，他会怎么个算法
？Every year during the time March and April, I feel everyone in this country probably is placed to this trial, and that is, What would Jesus do if he were me when I'm preparing his tax return?
今天许许多多的基督徒真是把他教堂里面的那个听到的一些原则和教堂外面的生活完全给脱节。
Today there are so many Christians that have disintegrated what they learned from the church and their daily living.
从香港来的弟兄姊妹知道突破杂志有一个苏恩佩姊妹。
The brothers and sisters from Hong Kong know about the editor of Breakthrough magazine, Josephine So.
那么苏恩佩姊妹有一次在台湾讲到，我记得她在黑板写了一个很长很长的英文字。
Josephine saw one time when she was preaching in Taiwan, she wrote a long English word on the board.
那个字是 compartmentalization.
And that word was compartmentalization.
那么我们知道今天这个工业社会是非常看重这个分工合作、啊、把每一个工作分得非常的细。
We know the industrial world of today places a lot of emphasis on compartmentalization.
我发现今天这个 compartmentalized 这样的一个精神已经影响到教会里面。
I found out it seems that this type of philosophy has influenced the church.
我们的生活也被 compartmentalized。
And our daily living has also been compartmentalized.
我在教会里面是一个样子，我在外面是另外一个样子。
When I'm in the church, I'm one person. When I'm outside the church, I'm a different person.
我在教会里面是受一套的行事为人的原则所支配，但是我在外面是另外一套的行事为人的原则所支配。
When I'm in the church, I'm governed by a set of principles. When I'm outside the church, I'm governed by a different set.
这种的 inconsistency 就是主耶稣当年非常严格责备的那些法利赛人。
This type of inconsistency was the kind of problem that Jesus was scolding the Pharisee for.
所以我们真是应该接受这样一个挑战。我在任何地方，我要想，如果主耶稣在我的情形之下，他会怎么做？然后我照着他做的，我去做。
So we should receive this kind of challenge, and that is, if Jesus were in my position, how would he do it? And I would do the same way that he would do it.
那个教会带来一个很大的复兴，就是那个教会，那本书上说的那个教会。
And the church that talked about in the book, in his steps, had a great revival.
我希望我们到这里来，既然以 in his step 作为我们这次大会的主题，我希望我们下去以后就是 step by step 照着主的脚踪行。
I feel that since we have come to this conference with the theme in his steps, I pray that every one of us after we leave here, that we will step by step follow the steps of Christ.
在台湾大学毕业以后要去服兵役。
In Taiwan, after one graduates, he serves in the army.
我是1961年到小金门去当了一年的兵。
In 1961, I served my obligation.
那么去以前，哎呀，许多的人危言耸听，告诉我，哎呀，小金门怎么可怕？这个水鬼怎么厉害呀？不是鬼 ，OK， 确实说他们对面的蛙人是何等的厉害啊！这个地上这个地雷你要何等小心啊！等等等等。
So many people told me that how careful I ought to be because there were so many mines and the enemies were so fearful. I had to be very careful.
特别是那些埋地雷的区，哎呀，你真是要小心啊！他们说的真的很可怕，说你如果走在海边，如果一个海风一吹，不小心吹到里面去，砰，你就粉身碎骨。
When they talked about the mines on the beaches, they told me that I had to be very careful, otherwise I might step on one and it will explode.
我们知道在打仗的时候，如果你要经过一个雷区，有一个非常好的方法，就是 in his step.
We know during wartime, if we were to go through or go past a mine area, the best way to do it is in his steps.
那个 his 是谁呢？就是那个走过这个雷地雷区的那个人，他所走过的脚踪，我们跟着他走，我们是最安全。
The pronoun his refers to the person who has already passed this area. So if we follow his steps, it's the safest.
所以我们今天真的照着主耶稣的榜样，我们不只是能够在消极上安全，在积极上我们能够容神一人。
So if we pattern after Christ's example, so passively,We are able to, this is a safe way to do it, and actively, this will bring glory to God and also benefits to man.
那么第三，我们要有平衡的基督徒生活。
Thirdly, we have to have a balance of Christian life.
我再说一次，请你原谅我。 我觉得这个平衡不是妥协，我们必须要把这个事情弄清楚。
Pardon me for saying this again, but balance does not mean compromising. We have to be clear.
所以昨天我们提到三样事情的平衡要有生命的基础，要有生活和服事的表现。
Yesterday we talked about the three areas, and that is we have to have the foundation of life, we have to have the manifestation of living and service.
那么因为时间的关系，我再快一点讲。第四个，我们要建立正确的基督徒的世界观。
Fourthly, we have to build the correct world concept.
换句话说，这个世界观是从正确的价值观而来的。
In other words, this world concept is based on the correct value system that we have.
我有一点害怕，今天很多的基督徒没有建立一个圣经的价值观。
I'm afraid that some Christians today do not have a biblical value system.
我希望你不要再逃避来做这样的一个决定，你要建立一个正确的价值观。
I hope that you will not continue to avoid this issue, but to establish a correct value system.
最近我想到一件事情，心里面有很重的感觉。
Recently, I think about something and I have a heavy burden.
临时我在想，我说我们看那些和尚尼姑很可怜。
One day I was thinking that when we look at a monk or a nun, we feel that they are very pitiful.
哦，他们说，你看这些人，他们为了他们以为的理想，他们做出家人，他们放弃了所有的享受，他们一辈子就在深山里面度他们余下的光阴和日子。
I say that these people, they for a set of ideals that they have in their mind, they give up everything in this world and live an isolated life.
有一天他们突然恍然大悟，发现他们这个投资是一个很大的失败。
One day they come to the realization that that investment of their life was a big sacrifice.
那我讲到很不喜欢批评人。
When I preach I do not like to criticize.
我讲到我也很不喜欢批评别的宗教。
I do not like to criticize other religions.
我刚才讲和尚尼姑是使我想到我自己。
When I was talking about monks and nuns, I was thinking about myself.
是我常常觉得和尚尼姑很可怜。那么我当我想到这件事情的时候，我想到我自己。我大学毕业以后，被人看为傻瓜一样就做了这一个传道人。到底这一辈子的这一个投资是不是一个真实有价值的东西？
I was thinking of myself because after college, I went into seminary for training and become a preacher all my life. Is this something that is valuable?
多少年来，很多长辈、很多朋友拍拍我，哎呀，李修全，你真了不起！你看，放下这个，放下那个，来做传道。我知道他说这个话，他是可怜我，他不是夸奖我。
So many times, so many of the elder people they pat me on the shoulder and said, "That's great that you are doing this," but I know that they are saying this out of pity. They're really praising me.
但被人可怜还没有关系。如果有一天你自己可怜你自己，你就会发现这是一个最可怜的事情。
Not bad to be pitied by other people, but one day when you pity yourself, then it's really bad.
也许做传道对各位来讲不是很实际的一个应用。
Maybe when I talk about preacher, you cannot see that as a very practical application.
我不晓得做基督徒会不会也有这种痛苦。
I don't know what you think when we talk about being a Christian. Do you think that kind of suffering also is involved?
你做基督徒做了相当一段时间，你突然想到你没有一个正确的价值观的时候，你会发现你做基督徒做得很可怜。
After you have become a Christian for some time, and if you do not have a correct value system, you will feel that you are a very miserable Christian.
其实我们已经习惯了别人可怜我们，你是基督徒，很好啊，怎么样？我们知道他们的语气是什么。
Actually, we're quite accustomed to this already. When people find out that we are Christians, they'll say, "Oh, wow, you are a Christian."
他们说，你看今天科学昌明时代，你还有那么坚强的信心，了不起，了不起。你知道他的意思是什么？
Maybe they'll say that the science is already so advanced, and yet you still have this great faith. Well, you're really something.
我要特别强调的，别人可怜你还不是最可怜的事情。等到有一天你自己可怜自己，是最可怜的事情。
I want to emphasize that when other people pity you, it is not that bad. But when you one day pity yourself, that is really bad.
你发现很多基督徒很惨，他掉在半空中。
You'll find that many Christians are really pitiful because they are suspended in the air.
他看看那些还没有信主的人。
They look at the non-Christians, non-believers.
他们要做什么，他们就做什么。
They can do whatever they want.
他们不喜欢这个婚姻，他们就破裂，他们就可以牺牲这个婚姻。
They do not like this marriage, they can just give it up.
他们，结婚了半辈子了，他们突然看见另外一个比这个半辈子跟他在一起的这一个人还好，所以他就很自由的就放了这个，就去要那个。
They've gotten married for half of their life, but they see someone else who is better than their present partner, they will give up this one and have another one.
你是个基督徒，你又不敢这样乱来，对不对？
As a Christian, you do not dare to do that.
所以你看他们有的时候，我们偷偷的羡慕非基督徒。
So when we look at these non-believers, secretly we envy them.
于是我在讲到我的太太的哥哥有一个 comment.
One time when I was preaching, my brother-in-law, older brother of my wife, had a comment.
他说这个人讲道啊，都是自己经验过的才讲出来。
He's always relating his own experience.
我告诉你，我承认这句话。
Let me tell you, I admit this.
我曾经有一段时间偷偷的羡慕非基督徒。
There was a period of time that I secretly envy, the non-Christians.
我看他们好过瘾。
I look at them, I feel that they really got it made.
然后我们看上面一批人。
Then we look at the people above.
我们看见一些爱主的基督徒。
We see some Christians that really love the Lord.
而且我们看见他们真是为主的缘故抛头颅是洒热血。
We find out that these people, they love the Lord so much that they are willing to die for it.
我们就发现我们高攀不上。
We feel that we cannot reach that status.
你知道我们在教会里面就产生一种属灵的自卑感。
Then a spiritual inferiority complex is developed.
你看，今天很多基督徒就是悬在半空中的基督徒。
And many Christians today that are suspended right in the mid-air.
所以你会自怜，这是一个很说得过去的合理的事情。
So that's why you are able to self-pity yourself and self-justify many things.
为什么会这样？在我看是没有一个正确的属灵的价值观，你对你的信仰没有建立一个完全的把握。
I believe the reason is you do not have a correct value system, you do not have assurance for your faith.
你的信仰还是建立在那个道听途说、人云亦云的那样的基础上面。
Your belief is still based on second-hand information.
你知道你这个拖得越久越难办。
And you know, the longer you drag this matter, the harder it becomes.
等你拖到有一天你做了查经班的主席就更难办。
And one day when you become the leader of the Bible study group, it becomes really hard for you.
因为那个时候你要认罪、要改变、要回头，这是一个实在很难的事情。
Because at that time when you have to confess your sin, have to repent, it is very difficult.
所以在我们称作哇，现在也许已经很晚了，不过总比明天还早一点。
But maybe now it's already late, but it's still earlier than tomorrow.
所以任何时候我们听见神向我们发出这样的呼吁的时候，你那个时候好好的建立你的信仰的价值体系，我觉得是必要的，是应该的。
So whenever we hear God's call, I feel that is the time that you ought to establish the value system for your faith.
你有了清楚的价值观，你才有一个正确的属灵观。
After you have a correct value system, then you have a correct spiritual concept.
你有了清楚的属灵观，你就不会再被人牵着鼻子东南西北乱走。
After you have your own correct spiritual concept, then you will not be led by other people.
这是昨天提的，今天又啰嗦了半天。
This is what we talked about yesterday, and I'm just reviewing it.
接下来我想跟大家提一下几个实际的建议。
I have some very practical suggestions.
当然对个人来讲很简单，我觉得我们一个基督徒应该跟几方面应该有几个不同的态度。
As far as for an individual, I feel as a Christian, we ought to have different attitudes for different things.
第一个，我们对神应该有一个敏感顺服的态度。
First of all, toward God, we ought to be very sensitive and also obedient.
有一本书叫《顺服的学校》。
One book is by the name of Sensitivity School, or School of Sensitivity.
School of Obedience, yeah. School of Obedience.
Oh.
那么这本书呢，就给我们看见一个基督徒一辈子在学一个顺服的功课。
This tells us that a Christian learns the lesson of obedience all his life.
你不是说信主的时候那一刹那你顺服了，以后就没事了？不是的。
It is not only the moment that you believe in God that you have to be obedient, and then later on you forget about it.
你来美国不来美国？这是另外一个给你顺服的机会，学习顺服的功课。
Whether you were to come to this country or not, that was another opportunity for you to learn the lesson of obedience.
你的感情、婚姻的生活也是另外一个使你学顺服的机会。
Also, as far as emotions, as far as matter of marriage, this is another opportunity to learn how to be obedient.
找职业也是一个机会给你学顺服的机会。
To find your occupation, that is also a chance to learn the lesson of obedience.
今天留在美国还是回东南亚，又是一次给你学顺服的机会。
Whether to stay in this country or to go back to Southeast Asia is another one of those chances to learn obedience.
所以我们对神要有顺服的心。
Therefore, toward God, we have to be obedient.
第二，对鬼。
Toward a ghost.
撒旦。
Toward Satan.
我们要有一个勇敢的心。
We have to be brave.
我们记得以弗所书里面讲到保罗描写基督徒的全副军装。
We know in Ephesians, Paul described about the whole armor of a Christian.
有护心镜。
There is the protective mirror before your heart.
有盾牌。
There is a shield.
有头盔。
There is the helmet.
有这个有那个。
Many other things.
但有一样东西没有。
There's one thing that we don't have.
护背镜没有。
There's not anything to protect our back.
你看圣经没有护背镜。
You look at it, there's nothing.
你去看那个这个《天路历程》（Pilgrim Progress）。
Pilgrim Progress. Yeah. Okay.
你看那本书，你看基督徒跟魔鬼征战的时候，只有一条路。你即使是打得头破血流，你只有一个路，就是继续往前走。
When you study the Pilgrim's Progress, you will find out that when the Christians, warriors, soldiers fight, there is only one way, and that is forward.
你只要你向前，你就有保护的东西。什么时候你向着魔鬼，你逃跑，你背朝着他，你的这个 Achilles heel 就是向着他。
So, whenever you're going forward, you're all protected. But whenever you turn around and go backward,you don't have any protection.
那么第三，对人要有爱心。
Thirdly, toward man, you have to have love.
这个理论不需要多讲。
I don't need to go too far on.
这越讲越麻烦。
The more I talk about it, I might confuse the issue.
刚才很多人走，他们说跑来很客气的跟我说：“哎呀，李牧师，我们一定要走了，明天不能多听你讲道。”
The many people said goodbye to me earlier and said, "We can't listen to any more of your messages."
老实说，我恭喜他们。
Actually, I congratulate them.
你知道今天基督徒的问题在哪里吗？
You know the problem of Christians?
听到听太多。
I've heard too many.
我不是开玩笑，就是听到听太多。
Not joking.
尤其哇，这个雷太太那里有很多好的录音带，尤其是听好到听太多更麻烦。
We know that Mrs. Louie has a lot of real good tapes, but the problem is listening to too many good sermons.
你听很多那些好道，你一定不要听我讲道。
If you have heard a lot of good messages, you do not want to hear my talk.
所以有人说，今天中国的教会出了很多听道匠，你懂吗？
So people say that today in the Chinese churches we have a lot of people who listens to messages.
木工有木匠。电工有电匠，泥水有泥水匠，今天竟然也有听道匠。
We have the carpenters, we have the plumber, but we also have people who just specialize in listening to sermons.
求主帮助我们，让我们不要一昧的只是说，哎呀，我要听，我要听，我要领受，领受。这对大家不是个好处，是个坏处。
May the Lord help us that we do not just continuously want to listen, because this may not be good for us.
我不是要赶你们走，不过我是觉得这些走的人比你们有福气一点点。
I'm not trying to drive you away, but I feel that maybe in some way the people that have left are more blessed than you are.
因为你听得越多，你的责任越大，你懂我的意思。
Because the more you hear, the bigger is your responsibility.
所以我觉得爱心我不要多讲，因为讲了对我们只有麻烦，没有好处。
So I feel I should not talk too much about love because.It will create a bigger responsibility for each of us.
对神、对鬼、对人，最后讲到对己、对自己。
Finally, it's toward self.
我觉得今天基督徒非常非常需要，就是对己要诚实。
I feel the Christians today ought to be honest to themselves.
要很真实。你发现今天很多的基督徒在礼拜堂里面见到的都不是真的他的自己。
If you found out that today many Christians, when you see them in the church, you're not really seeing the real self.
哎呀，弟兄啊，感谢主，不是真的。
Oh, brother, thank the Lord.
Well, 今天有很多很多的基督徒真是在演戏。
Today there are many, many Christians that are indeed putting on a show.
尤其在教堂里面。
Especially in the church.
其实在教堂里面，你看这个人忍耐特别大。
You feel that this person has a lot of patience inside the church.
爱心特别多。
He has a lot of love.
你回到他家去看看他。
You go back to his home and look at him.
有人说在外是一条羊，在家是一只狼。
Outside, he looks like a lamb, but inside he is a wolf.
你们知不知道主耶稣出来做工，第一个记者招待完，第一个被人问的问题是什么吗？
Do you know what was the first question that was asked to Jesus when he came out to ministry?
你知道吗？耶稣出来传道，第一个被问的问题是什么？
What was the first question asked to Jesus after his ministry?
你天国的这个计划是什么样子的？
What is your master plan for the kingdom of God?
你做工的程序是怎么样子的？
What is your process of your work?
不是的。
No.
你知道第一个问题耶稣被问的是什么？
What was the first question?
夫子，你在哪里住？
Mister, where do you live?
是那两个跟随施洗约翰的人听见施洗约翰说，看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪，结果他们两个人就傻乎乎就跟着耶稣走了。
It was the two disciples of John the Baptist who heard John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God. And so these two people just followed Jesus.
然后耶稣听见有人跟着他，有人与他同行，然后就翻过头来就问他们一个问题。
When Jesus had heard that there were some people behind him in his steps, so he turned around and asked them.
这句话也很重要。
He also asked a very important question.
他说，你们要什么？
He said, what do you want?
如果主耶稣今天问你，你们要什么？
Jesus asks you today, what do you want?
你知不知道你的需要？
Do you know your needs?
我相信主一直不断的都在我们心里面问这样一个问题，你要什么？
I feel Jesus Christ is continuously asking us this question, what do you want?
他们说，夫子，你在哪里住？
And they said, Mister, where do you live?
他说，夫子，请你把你的地址给我。
Say, Mister,Will you give us your address?
你如果今天跑来问我，你说李牧师，你的地址是什么？
You say, Reverend Lee, what's your address?
我一定要问你干什么？
I'll say, what for?
我要与你同住一段时间。
I want to live with you for a while.
我绝不把地址给你。
And I won't give you the address.
因为对我来讲是一个很大的威胁。
Because to me, this is a great threat.
因为我要保持你们在讲台上看见我的这个好印象。
Because I want to try to maintain this good impression that you have for us when I'm on stage.
如果你到我家来住上了一个礼拜，所有讲台的印象通通扫地，你懂我的意思吗？
Maybe if you come and stay for a week in my house, all my reputation, my good impression will be down the drain.
我告诉你，一个人讲到如果能够在太太在座的时候也讲到很迫切。这个人大概还是不错的一个传道人。
If a preacher is able to preach when his wife is in the audience, then maybe he is not a bad man after all.
He's not a bad preacher after all. 因为一个人讲到最怕就是他的家人坐在下面，你懂我的意思。
Because a preacher when he preaches, he is always. Worry if someone in his family is sitting down there.
这是个故事，有个传道人在台上讲道，讲得很激烈。哎呀，你们要彼此相爱啊！
Someone was preaching very excitedly about you have to love one another.
这个师母出去了。
The wife of this preacher went out.
然后你知道她出去干嘛？她出去拿了一个被窝。
She went out and
a sleeping bag. 然后回来就拿到她丈夫面前说，你就住在台上吧。因为你在台上讲的真是好听，我希望你永远住在那里。
Because you are so good when you're on the pulpit, I wish that you would stay right there.
弟兄姊妹，我发现我们今天做基督徒的不够真实。
Dear brethren, I found that today we as Christians are not truthful enough.
所以主耶稣说，听见他们问他你在哪里住。
Therefore, Jesus heard they ask, "Where do you live?"
耶稣怎么回答
？How did Jesus answer?
记得吗？说你来看，你们来看。
Jesus said, "Come and watch and see for yourself."
巴不得我们每一个基督徒在讲台上被人听。 在生活上被人看。
Mary Christian can be not only heard but also watched by other people.
马太福音第五章说：“你们是世上的盐，是世上的光。”
Matthew chapter 5 says, "Ye are the salt and the light of the world."
然后在十七节好像他说叫世人看见你们的好行为，便叫荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In 17, so that other people, when they see your good conduct, can give glory to God in the heaven.
耶稣不是说叫世人听见你们的好道理，就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Jesus did not say so that others may hear your good preaching and give glory to God.
今天中国的基督教经得起人家听，但是经不起人家看。
Today's Chinese Christianity is good enough for other people to listen to, but not good enough for other people to look.
你看，在雷太太那里有几千个好道理可以给我们听。
Mrs. Louis has thousands of good tapes for us.
求主给我们一些好行为给人家看。
May the Lord provide us with some good conduct, good actions for other people to look at.
我看今天大概没有时间给大家问问题了，因为还有五分钟而已。
We only have 5 minutes.
好吧，我就暂停在这里。如果有什么问题，各位可以现在提出来。
Can I just pause here and you can ask questions?
因为时间很宝贵，马上他们还有一个 business session 啊，还要开同工会。如果没有的话，我继续再提几点跟这个生活有关系的。第一，我不太喜欢在教会里面常常听见平信徒这个称呼。
I do not like the term layman in the church.
因为我没有在圣经里面看到有这样的一个称呼。
Because I do not see this term in the Bible.
当然，大家说平信徒，我应该很高兴，因为把传道人衬托高一点，因为他是高信徒，我是平信徒。
I should be glad because we talk about laymen. It seems like it's a lower level, and then we talk about the people that are in the ministries.
我为这个问题问了，请教了很多教会里面的属灵长辈。
I've asked many spiritual leaders in the churches.
有一次我碰到唐佑之牧师，我问他这个问题，我说：“哎呀，这个平信徒，这个传道人要怎么样有一个新的名词比较好？”
One time I asked Dr. Peter Tung this question: What do you think about this layman?
那么唐佑之牧师告诉我，他说：“哎，我们在香港现在对已经不叫平信徒了。”
And in Hong Kong, now we don't call that layman.
那我说你们叫什么呢？
What do you call?
他说我们叫义工。
We call that
义务工人 volunteer.
Volunteer worker.
义工，义务工人。呀、yeah, ，就是给弟兄姊妹有一个观念，就是他也是神的工人。
In other words, he is also a servant of God.
很好，但是我再问他，那我说那传道人叫什么呢？
What do you call the ministers?
哦，他说现在还不流行，不过我们预备叫专工。
I guess you call them paid workers. I don't know.
我觉得圣经里面实在没有这一种的分别，我们要小心，我们不要随随便说平信徒平。其实很多很多的 terminology， 我觉得我们应该改。
I think there are many terminology terms that we ought to change.
我们说那个人是不信的，我觉得这句话也不对。
We say that one does not believe. I don't think that's right.
我们应该说那个人还没有信。
We ought to say that man has not believed.
有没有分别？
Is there a difference?
人家还没有信，你说不信，你已经跟他定规说他不信，人家还在慢慢慕道，你就说不信，你还没有盖棺就论定。
That he might still believe one day, we cannot say that he is a non-believer.
所以，也许这两天你们听我讲到提到这些 non-Christian， 我是说那些还没有信的人，我不是说那些不信的人。
When I talk about non-Christians or non-believers, I'm really talking about those who haven't believed yet.
那么，另外一点我要在这里跟大家交通的。
Another point I would like to share with you.
我发现今天有两种的基督徒。
I found that there are two kinds of Christians.
一种是跟世界同流又合污的。
One type that not only that they flow with, they mingle with the stream of the non-Christians, they also are polluted with the non-Christians.
那么另外一种更也很干脆，又不同流，所以它不合污。
The other kind, they don't follow the crowd of the community of the society, and therefore they are not polluted.
那你们要选哪一个？
Which kind do you like to be in?
啊？怎么？都不选。一样， 我们要看，我刚才不是说了吗？我们要学耶稣的榜样。耶稣是哪一种？
Which kind was Jesus?
Right, 同流而不合污。
To be mingled in the stream, but not to be polluted.
这是圣经的教训。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
我们要在主面前学会一件事情，如。李牧师，你是个新潮派的牧师。
Reverend Lee, you are a new fad type of minister.
他说别的牧师都很保守，你太顽皮。
The people are all very conservative, but you are naughty.
我看你在球场上什么球都打。
I see that you play every kind of sports.
虽然不是都打得很好，但是每一样都能够打一打。
Even though you don't good in all these, but you try everything.
我学这些运动有属灵的目的。
I have a spiritual goal when I engage in these sports.
因为我觉得我要跟一些非基督徒同流。
I feel that I want to be mingled with the non-Christians.
你如果跟这些非基督徒永远不能够留在一起，你不能够影响他们，你无法影响他们，你高高在上，他们永远不会来听你所说的，看你。所表现出来的。
If you cannot have contact with the non-Christians and you are holier than thou attitude, then you can never help them.
所以求主帮助我们有一个同流而不合污的一个基督徒的生活观。
So may the Lord help us that we can have this kind of a concept, and that is to be in the world and not off the world.
所以今天下午我不只是把昨天的做一个浓缩和这个复习。
Not only that, I have reviewed what I said yesterday.
那么我也把一些很具体、很实际的跟几方面的关系给各位做一个很简单的参考。
I have also outlined some very practical points.
那么最后也希望能够纠正弟兄姊妹一些观念。
And also, I hope that I have corrected some of your concepts.
那么有一次我跟 Stephen Tong 唐崇荣弟兄谈了很多很多今天教会里面一些观念的问题、说法的问题。
One time I was talking to Reverend Stephen Tong about many of the things in the churches.
我们常常听见人家祷告说，主啊，求你祝福李牧师，让他在台上能够释放你的信息。
Many times we hear people pray, say, Lord, please bless Reverend so-and-so so that he may release thy message.
唐崇荣弟兄说，这个祷告什么意思？
Reverend Tong said, what does that mean?
神的道什么时候被捆绑，要你来释放？
When were God's messages ever binded together that you have to release it?
是你被捆绑，不是神的话被捆绑。
It is you that is being bonded and not God's word.
求主释放这个传道人，让他讲神的话，不是求主让他释放主的话。
May God release this preacher that he may preach God's words and not for him to release God's words.
所以这一类的话，我们真是应该在主面前非常非常的准确的来使用。
We have to be very accurate when we use these.
基督徒的生活，这是一个一辈子学习不完的功课。
Christian living is a lifetime lesson.
巴不得我们这次分离以后，以后若是在主面前有机会再见面，我们能够彼此交通，彼此分享我们这一段时间在基督徒生活上面的领受和经历。
After we separate here, if one day we should cross our path again, it is my prayer that we can share and have fellowship together about our understanding and the things that we learn from God.
我知道在那么热的天气里面要听下午的课是很吃力的事情。
I know the afternoon sessions are always very hard to take.
有一次我在台湾替一个传道人翻译，在台上我自己睡着。
One time in Taiwan, I was interpreting for someone, and I fell asleep.
Literally, 不是困，就是突然他讲一句话，大概有几秒钟的时间，我突然魂游向外。
One time, just for a few seconds, I fell asleep.
所以谢谢你们这两天下午忍耐在那里撑着你们的精神，我们来听这个很重要的信息。
Thanks for your patience for bearing with me for the past two afternoons.
但求主让我们能够把主的话能够反复的思想。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we may meditate upon His words.
让我们每一个基督徒的生活就是一篇讲章。
that each of us lives may become a message, a sermon itself.
让我们每一个基督徒被神放在哪一个岗位，就在那里为他发生一个很深的影响力。
That wherever we may be placed by the Lord, there we manifest the effects that God has intended for us.
你看主耶稣说是盐是光，盐和光有一种渗透的力量。
We know that salt and also light, they have a power going through, like osmosis type of effects.
这个盐如果真的把它放在一些东西里面，它慢慢就化掉了，它就影响到那个里面去。
We put salt in something, it will be dissolved and it will enter into the content itself.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，主啊，你让我们在这几天的时间安静在你的面前，主啊，能够不只是坐在那里听如何照着你的脚中行，主啊，让我们接受这样的一个挑战，主啊，让我们在往后的日子就愿意真正的走在主你自己的脚中里面，主啊，因为这条路是你走过的，我们所遇见的任何的难处困难，主啊，都是主你自己经历过的，所以你知道我们的困难，你也有能力帮助我们从这些困难里面释放出来，所以亲爱的主，我们求你特别的帮助我们，让我们特别在这里思想基督徒生活的时候，我们心的里头真是在主的面前立下心愿，主啊，做一个讨你喜欢平衡的荣耀你名的一个基督徒，主啊，等到有一天我们见你面的时候，我们能够被你称许为又忠心又良善的仆人，主啊，祝福我们听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。